Well, as we've been talking about, it is the 47th annual Park Point Art Fair. And here at KUMD, we're the official radio station of the Park Point Art Fair. Even if we weren't, we'd be having artists in all this week because it's just so interesting to talk with them and get to know some new artists. Maybe you're looking for a way to approach the art fair. Maybe you're going to visit everybody alphabetically or all the artists in numerical order, or you're going to start on one side and you're going to just take that way and just go all around. Or maybe you're going to start with looking up the artists that you've heard interviewed all this week on Art Week here on KUMD. Jonathan Metzger joins us this morning in our studios, and he's brought his beautiful wife with him, who's also a co-creator. And Jonathan, good morning. Thanks. It's so great to have you in the studios.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, you two-dimensional art, how is that different than, I don't know, art?
Well, I think it's just a way of clarifying that we make works on paper. So
okay.
We make fine art silk screens or screen prints on archival paper. So it's just a way of explaining that it's hangable work, really, is kind of.
And hangable work just doesn't have the same cachet to it. It doesn't.
No.
So how did you come up with the idea of using silkscreen as your process as opposed to watercolors maybe or oil paint?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually went to graduate school for printmaking, and my wife here sitting next beside me, she went to school for textiles. You know, I had a lot of experience with silkscreen and various printmaking processes. And when we started our business, we were thinking, what is something that we can do on the DIY? You know, we can do it ourselves. We can build our own equipment. What is really fast and efficient? With a lot of other printmaking methods, there's a lot of heavy equipment, big presses and things. But with silkscreen and screen print, it's really, you know, you can set up anywhere. We actually use our closet as a dark room in our house.
Oh, you guys are clever.
So, it's a great medium for beginners and entry people to kind of experiment.
I did have a friend who was a wonderful artist that I knew in Bismarck who had a printing press in his basement, made his own woodcuts, did a lot of that, but... you're not going to pick that up and take that someplace necessarily, or even, you know. Have you ever done prints on site or anything so that people can watch the process?
Actually, we have a print station. It has a little sign on it. It's a little table. And if you come down this weekend, both Allie and I will be taking turns printing out flyers. We do print demonstrations all day at our art fairs that we do. And a lot of times the younger kids will want to pull prints, and we'll help them pull prints.
Oh, fun.
And it's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That is fun.
So we both, you know, we went to grad school and got our degrees, and we've both taught, so we have backgrounds in education. So that implementing education into our art fairs events are really important to us.
Do you find that with kids perhaps getting less art education in the schools now, do you have a kind of a sense of responsibility? We got to try to expose them to this, and we got to try to get them involved when we can.
For sure, for sure. And it's really interesting because a lot of adults will pull their kids aside and say, look at this, look what they're doing. And they'll reminisce about their high school or middle school days when they actually had screen printing. I wish I went to such a cool high school as that. But I think, you know, some kids are familiar with it, depending if they've taken art summer camps or various things like that. But it is a lot of fun to see the light in the kids' eyes and see the process, because it is kind of like magic when you see a clean piece of paper and then you just pull your squeegee over and you have an image then.
I grew up in the golden age where we did have art classes from elementary school, right on through junior high, certainly. But we never had screen printing, so that must have been
invented after I was in school.
What do you feel about this trend, and I don't want to say that anybody's trying to be a bad guy and trying to deprive kids of art, but with the current, you know, with all of the pressures on the educational system right now, and art is one of those things that goes in many classrooms and many school districts, unfortunately. What's your sense about what we're losing? I'm asking you because, again, with your background in education, what's your sense of what we're losing when we lose those things for kids?
Yeah, I think it's a place to experiment. I think it's a place to take the time to make, artistic decisions, you know, visual decisions. And just like any sort of problem solving, a science problem or not, you make your experiments, you step back, you look at it, you say, oh, this could be better, this could be better. And you're always self-critiquing. So I think that's really important as an adult to be able to step back, look at what you've done or the choices that you've made, and say, oh, I could change this, and that would affect the outcome in this way. You know, I feel it's critical thinking at its finest, for sure.
It absolutely is. And the ability, too, to say, this worked. How do I hang on to this while I make some of these other choices? And that's, you're right, that's the kind of thing that parents try to instill in their kids, and the kind of things that you want the people around you to be able to do once you become an adult.
For sure.
We've had a wonderful opportunity talking to a variety of different artists this week, and with many art fairs, I'm just fascinated about the whole different gestalt, I guess, of the art fair, where, you know, in some instances, people feel really comfortable saying, I could do that at home. I could make that at home for, you know, $5 or whatever. Depends on how many curmudgeons happen to be going through the art fair at any given time. I bet you don't find a lot of people when you've got screen printing either set up and screen printed things. I bet you don't find a lot of people who go, well, I could just go home and knock that out with my screen printing stuff for... Are your comments different than perhaps some of the other folks might, photographers or painters or woodworkers might hear at the
yeah,
at an
I guess,
art fair?
I guess I don't know what's said at other tents, but yeah, we don't get that too often that I could do that in my basement screen print setup. Most people don't. You know, it's really funny. Just the other day, we were down in the Twin Cities for Stone Arch Bridge Fest, and there is a young man who is just kind of rollerblading by or skating by, and he's like, how many layers you up to, man? Like, so he was wondering, he knew the process, and he was wondering how complex we were really going with this. And so it's kind of fun to, people are somewhat familiar with it just because it does have kind of history in t-shirt production.
Exactly.
It's a lot of the same materials and techniques, but it is quite different. We use different inks. It's water-based, what we use, and it's different screen meshes and things like that. But people do have an understanding of, you know, the basic concept.
And if you don't, you'll have the opportunity to wander on by your tent.
Yeah.
If you don't have a child, you can just actually stand there and say, I'm curious. I'd like to learn something, just like a grown-up. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So the reason we named our studio Midnight Oil Studio and Workshop, we're working on the studio part now, but in the future, that's actually something that we want to do. We want to do workshops and bring our education to the public through various avenues, you know, for example, just art fairs. You know, we're doing some art education there, but we would love to teach workshops in the future.
Oh, fantastic. So. Okay, so put me on your mailing list, because
okay.
I'd love to learn more. Jonathan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I've been laughing with artists all this week. You say to actors, break a leg. I'm guessing breaking things is not a good thing for an artist. Is there any particularly pithy or clever thing you say to an artist when you want them to have a good show or a good art fair?
I don't know. We're kind of new at this, so.
All right. Well, you guys think about this. And in the meantime, I'll just say, have a good art show, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Jonathan Metzger joined us this morning in our studio for Art Week. Art Week on KUMD is made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.